something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Learn to trust God. If Jehoshaphat could pray once and be heard, I can pray once and be heard. Jesus said, when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. Do it, Lord. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. Until you are tired. He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. He's mine. He said, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. You're not heard because of the volume of your word. Faith in God's word is what's required. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God forevermore. He said, we were predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. Now, that should be your confession. That should be your confession. My life is for the glory of God. I was born to be conformed to the image of his son Jesus. You see, it becomes your confession. And I'm getting better every day. You know, there was a time I used to pray like this. I'd say, oh Lord, because I saw it in the Bible, you know. David had those words. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Isn't that nice? No, no, even you just looking at me like that, you just felt like, what a prayer. Oh Lord, hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. It's a good feeling. You know, you feel like God has seen your humility. And so he, okay, son, I'll hide you now. The next day I come again. Hide me in the shadow of thy wings. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. One day, I prayed it again. As I said, hide me. The Lord said, how many times am I going to hide you? Then I said, hide me. As I said, hide me, and I heard the Spirit, I said, I am in the shadow. I said, Lord, forgive me for praying this dumb prayer for so long. I'm so sorry. I've been saying the wrong thing. I am in the shadow of thy wings. Thou dost keep me as the apple of thine eye. I changed it. You see, because it's got to reflect truth. See what I mean? Hi. Yeah. That's the way the Word of God works. You make it personal and you put it to work for today. Look at Jesus when he was tempted by Satan. All right? Look at Jesus. Something happened. Can we read it? You want to read it? St. Luke's Gospel. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4. You there? I'm trying to get there. And from verse 1 will be all right. Jesus being full of the Holy Ghost returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Verse 2, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended afterward, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. Did you ever think Jesus could get hungry? He was hungry after fasting. Somebody asked me one time, is it right to be hungry when someone is fasting? Does it not mean that the fast has been spoiled for him to be hungry? I said, it's nice. When you're hungry, refuse to eat. You're supposed to be hungry. That's the idea of the fast. If when you're fasting, you don't feel hungry, you haven't started. You would feel hungry. That's the idea, that you're hungry, and that's when self-denial comes in. If you don't feel hungry when you fast, you haven't fasted yet. Continue until you're hungry. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written. I want you to notice the answer of Jesus. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, every rhema of God. Now, there are two words that are popularly used for word in the New Testament. One is rhema, and the other one is logos. All right? Now, you know, logos is the whole revelation of the body of truth, all of the Word of God, all right? And the revealed Word of God, that is logos. And that's what the Bible says, Jesus is the logos of God, the living logos, okay? But rhema is the logos of God on your lips. That is the spoken word for the now. It is called the now word. Rhema is the word of God for a particular situation, for a particular person in the now of your life. That's rhema. Rhema is uttered. Rhema is spoken. Rhema is the word of faith. It's different from lalia, which is a speech. Even though spoken, it is a speech. Are you listening to this? Now, Jesus here said to Satan, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema. He didn't say by every logos. The word of God in your Bible is logos. The word of God in your heart is logos. You can lalia the word. That means you're just making a speech. You may just be talking. But when it's rhema, rhema is the faith word. Rhema is the spoken word. And it's the word for the now. It's a word that's coming in sync with the Spirit of God. Now you'll see why that is important. Notice Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema that comes out of the mouth of God. In other words, you may be reading the scripture and what you're getting is logos. And that may not make a difference. You can be enlightened by the logos of God. It may not change your life. It may not make an impact or a present impact until you get rhema. Now, you get something in a moment. Watch this. You're still there? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every rhema of God. And the devil taking him up, that's verse 5, onto an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. He showed to Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now, I want to show you something that's very important. When we started reading, because you know, if you study this same portion, this same story, or a similar story in St. Matthew's Gospel, you would notice there's a change in the arrangement. But something interesting is, at the beginning of St. Luke's story, you'd find he said this temptation took place over a period of 40 days. Which means the devil could have said similar things on different occasions. And that's just like the devil anyway. That's the way he plays his game. He just keeps telling you the same thing until you give up. Or until he gives up. So that's not surprising. So when you study it in St. Matthew's Gospel and you notice there's a change, don't say, No. Understand what Luke said. It happened over a period of 40 days.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.